Well, hi there, GWA. It's CX here, and I finally got round to recording my answers to Rob's talk questionnaire, or TOC, as I'm understood it should be pronounced. I really enjoy listening to other people answering these. I think it enhances my experience of listening to the audios of people who've answered the questions. I kind of feel I know you a bit more. So hopefully by the end of this, you'll feel that you know me a bit better. So thanks for coming up with the questions, Rob, and let's get started. Number one is, where do you rank erotic audio compared to other forms of adult entertainment and why? I'd say it's the top for me. I definitely listen to more erotica than look at it or read it. It's so personal, it's happening to me, whereas with visual porn, it's obviously not happening to me if I'm, looking at a video or something like that. Whereas with audio erotica, it's happening right there to me, basically. Hades really is whispering in my ear, or Teal's actually really calling me his good girl, or Tom's making me come on his fingers while we're on the Ferris wheel, So it's much more of a personal thing, I really am there indulging in some slow, sensuous lovemaking with Endless Roads, or H Seal is calling me his petite suceuse. So, yeah, shout out to all of you for a start, but there's lots more of you that I like listening to, as you know from my comments. But yeah, for me, it's definitely the top of the of what's described on here as adult entertainment. So question two is, how did you find your way to GWA, and how long did you lurk before you started posting? I signed up just before Christmas, and I think I lurked for a bit, although for me lurking means listening and not commenting at all. And I probably listened for a few weeks. And I signed up to comment on a particular audio that I'd really enjoyed. And I think it was a couple of weeks after that that I got verified, just so that I could prove that I was a female. And I really didn't intend to record anything after that, but oh, well, we all know how that worked out. Question three is, have you heard your deepest, darkest secret fantasy on GWA yet? What is that fantasy? I don't think I have any dark or secret fantasies, but I think possibly what's happened is kind of the other way round, in that I've found some fantasies through listening to Gone Wild audio. So I can expand on that in answers a bit later. Question four is, what type or genre of recording is my favourite, and have I discovered any new turn-ons since I started listening? Yeah, I like quite a lot of types. I suppose I'm most drawn to the romantic or the loving ones. I've not listened to anything that's tagged fear play or rape or anything like that. It's just not for me. But it's not only the romantic ones. I mean, I really like My Name Is Toast, and I know I'm not getting romance when I listen to him, although he's retiring apparently, so I might have to get my raw and primal sex elsewhere from now on. And oh, have I discovered any new turn-ons? I think, yeah, the whole sort of daddy little girl thing for me, it took me a while because I really had to get past this it's my dad thing, which I've, I now learn about and know it's not your dad and all that. But I am quite intrigued and excited by the idea of that kind of relationship, and I do like quite a lot of the daddy type audios on here, as those of you who get my comments know very well. And I want a quick mention for the man sounds as well. I do enjoy listening to those, especially if you're telling me what you're doing or what you're fantasizing about while you're making your delicious man sounds. Yeah, I like those as well. Question five is, what manner of usual public dress gets my blood pumping? And there's a few examples. A man in jeans and a t-shirt for me, or a shirt. I think you might, American people might say button-up shirt, like the sort of shirt that you wear with a suit. If it's a t-shirt, just a plain white one will do it for me, or if it's for a band I like, that would help. If you're wearing your button-up shirt, it would be really nice if the sleeves are rolled up, because I've got a thing about men's forearms. Yeah, that would be good. If you've got a t-shirt, have it hanging out of your jeans, that's all right. But if you've got a formal shirt, tuck it in. I think that looks much nicer. And I quite like seeing how men's jeans rest on their hips. And I like seeing your belt, because I can imagine taking it off. Question six is, where was the riskiest or most unusual place that you've masturbated? Yeah, I don't think I've done it anywhere risky. I don't live alone at the moment, so I kind of have to choose my moments. Apart from that, no, nowhere risky or unusual. And I will soon be getting my own place, which I'm very excited about, for all kinds of reasons. But that'll mean hopefully I can record more audios as well. So that's a plus. Question seven is, other than the bed, what's your favourite place in the house to have sex? Now, I actually made an audio about having sex on the couch or sofa, whichever you prefer to call it, because so many people answered this question saying the couch, and I kind of agree with you. It's very versatile. It's handy. You don't have to, you know, if you're cuddled up on the sofa and, you know, you don't have to decamp anywhere. And you can kind of use it like a bed, but there's so many other options. There's the arms and the back of it, and you can sit down, you can kneel down in front of you. That's nice. So lots of possibilities. So, yeah, on the sofa for me. Question eight is, what accessories have you used with a partner? And then there's a big list, and I sort of looked and I thought, oh dear, I haven't used any of those. And it mentions corset. I've not worn a corset, but I've made an effort with nice underwear. Massage oils maybe, but nothing more fancy than that. But one of the ones in the list was candles, and I do have a candle related story, which you might enjoy hearing. With my last boyfriend, he'd planned a romantic evening for us, and it was very nice. He'd lit candles all around the house, and we had like a nice blanket down on the ground in the front room, and you know, we spent a lovely couple of hours having a very romantic and sexy time together. And once it was over, we were sort of walking through the house, and but don't worry, this story doesn't end with the fire brigade being called, but we wandered into the bathroom, and there was a candle in there that he'd put on the toilet cistern, and it had basically melted, right, collapsed in on itself, and there were lumps of candle wax all down the front of it, and all gone down into the water in the loo. Luckily, nothing had caught on fire or anything like that, but I was very vague when I was just telling you about, our lovely romantic and sexy time that we had, because I can't remember that. What I can remember is getting on a pair of rubber gloves and reaching down into the water in the loo and getting out these solid lumps of, melted and now solidified candle wax out of the loo. So, yeah, that's my candles as an accessory story. Yeah, never leave a burning candle unattended, people. There's a reason they stick that on the bottom of every one of them. Right, number nine. Have you had a one-night stand? If yes, was it a good or bad experience? I haven't, but I wouldn't be averse to it, I don't think. I'm not saying no on principle, not saying, you know, it would never happen, but no, it hasn't happened so far. Number 10 is, have you ever had a threesome, foursome or a moresome? And I love that word, moresome. It's great. And if not, is it something you would ever do? I haven't, but I'd definitely be willing to try it. I think there might be a problem because most of the ones where I've listened to guys answering this, they say, yes, I'd love to with two girls. And I think most of the girls say, yeah, I'd love to with two guys. So I'm not quite sure how we're going to overcome the logistical problem there. I'm not really into getting together with another girl, but the idea of two men spending all their time focused on me sounds pretty wonderful. And actually, if they got together as well, I'd like that. Two guys is hot to me as well. So, but yeah, hasn't happened yet, but you never know. We live in hope. Question 11 is, would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? Either, I think. I don't think I have a preference either way. I mean, if I was tied up, yes, with someone who I trusted, I think, yeah, I could go for that. But the idea of, you know, having my man tied to the bed so I could just do exactly what I wanted with him, I do like the idea of that as well. So it's kind of hard to choose between the two. Number 12 is, when you are nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? I think it's anything encouraging, not sort of ordering, you know, now, or you've got 5 seconds, I'm counting down. But more encouraging things, come for me, come with me, even better. Probably one of my favourite phrases of all, good girl, will probably help too. So yeah, anything encouraging, I would say. Number 13 is, do you have multiple orgasms and what is your record number in one day? No, I don't have multiple orgasms. And my record, probably two or three, nothing spectacular, not like some of the answers I've been hearing. Number 14 is, what sexual fantasies do you wish could come true? Now, when I answered the Proust questionnaire, I said sex outdoors, and I'm sticking with that one because I do like the sound of that. Pick a nice warm day, and the possibility of maybe being discovered is very appealing. One of the questions earlier said, have I discovered any new kinks or fantasies? And I'm having learnt more about the sort of the daddy little girl relationship. I kind of would like that to come true for me. I don't think I'm a little, but I really like the idea of the sort of protective and nurturing aspects that go with it. Where I surrender to my daddy and I do everything I can to please him because I know that he's going to take care of all my needs. So, yeah, that's something that I would like to come true, and that's thanks to GWA that I even knew about that kind of thing because I had no idea before. Number 15 is, have you or you and a lover taken dirty pictures or video? And what happened to them? I have taken a few pictures of me, which some of you have seen, and I've seen pictures of you, and it is nice, some of you, I should say, not everyone who's listening to this, and it is nice to share, but, and I think, that, you know, that's quite a nice thing to do if you find that you get a sort of an online friendship with someone, that's a nice thing to do, but putting a picture on Imgur, I don't know how you say it, but you know what I mean anyway. It's a bit different from sharing pictures or videos with your lover, and I haven't done that. But it does sound like a fun thing to do. I mean, I like the idea of you know, sending a picture to someone during the day and saying, you know, this is what you're coming home to, or look what you're missing, or or getting something similar sent to me. But I didn't grow up with that kind of technology, which makes me feel really old. But yeah, it's something that I would like to do. Number 16 is, have you ever got so wet or erect? Well, no, not erect. In public that you had to go and find a private place? Do tell. No, I don't really get wet in public. And also, even if I do, like in a different sort of situation, like in a private situation, to say if I've been listening to someone's nice audio or whatever, I can get, you know, really aroused, and I don't feel I have to, you know, go off and do anything about it necessarily. I just can enjoy the feelings and not have to go any further necessarily. Number 17 is, what part of your body, excluding the usual places, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed or licked in the right way? A lot of people have said neck, and I do like my neck being kissed because it's an intimate thing, you know, your heads are really close together and so on, but it's not a big thing for me. But I like kissing your neck, and a guy's earlobe, kissing that is really nice because it's so soft and such a lovely texture. But yeah, the place on me is my ribs, kind of sort of from my waist up to my rib cage. I really like to feel a man's hands on there. It kind of makes me shiver. You know, if he's behind me or in front of me or however the scenario, it does feel nice and it feels sexy. But don't creep up on me and do it, because I'm much more likely to squeal or step back and stand on your foot or something, because I'm quite a jumpy person. So kind of, if you're going to do it, let me know you're there. Otherwise, you might not get the reaction that you're after. But if you do it in the right situation, you're going to have me melting. Number 18 is, how important is the size of his cock in real life, and how much does it matter in fantasy? In real life, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. I mean, although I haven't encountered extremes of size in either direction, you know, enormous or tiny. But in real life, I'd probably choose smaller rather than enormous, because just that's kind of the fear factor, or where's that all going to go, sort of thing. But in fantasy, well, nobody's average, are they? So, yeah, in my imagination, it's always a big one. And I'm not subscribed to Reddit's massive cock page for nothing. So, yeah. Number 19 is a temporary question. If you come to do these questions later, you might find that this one's not on here, I guess. And it's about 50 Shades of Grey. Have I read it? No. Would I see the film? I shouldn't think so. And how should it be rated? Well, our highest rating here is 18, which means you have to be 18. I think it'd be a bit pointless if it was rated lower than that. Yeah, I've not read the books. I don't think, from what I've heard, I don't think they're very well written. I think I'd rather get my erotica from, you know, other places, like there's erotica pages on Reddit, sexy stories, all that kind of thing. Yeah, I think I'd prefer that. And the final question is, what do you consider good foreplay? lots of it, please. I don't really think foreplay is separate from sex. It's not kind of like in preparation or something, you know, before you get to the real thing. It definitely starts when you've still got your clothes on, maybe, you know, just a look or, you know, a sense of anticipation. And there's so much you can do when you've still got your clothes on. But I like kissing anywhere, teasing, tickling, taking time to explore. There's always new things to discover about someone's body. So yeah, nice slow stuff that goes on for hours would be my preference. And when I listened to Castieris do this, he mentioned afterplay, and I do agree with you on that. So I'll give a mention for the cuddling up afterwards, talking about what you enjoyed. That's really important, and kind of the basking in it all, you know, the basking in the afterglow and the coming down afterwards. That's really nice and really important to me as well. That's it. Yeah, that was the last one. So, well, I hope you've got something out of listening to this, and well done if you've got all the way through. I'll be talking to you again soon. Thanks, everyone.